Interesting. I have a question. You probably can spell better than I can. I'm not a very good speller.
No, I...
Okay. Okay, probably if not. You say airplane flies, you know, in the air, how would you spell airplane flies in the air? Is it F-L-Y-S? S,
that's how I was going to spell it.
Oh, okay.
So is that incorrect?
Oh, no, I don't know, but no. Okay, then if I'm talking about the stupid flies that are in my house, okay, how would that be spelled?
F-L-F-I-E-S.
I-E-S, okay. So what has four wheels and flies? F-L-I-E-S. Four wheels and flies.
I guess I don't know. Now, I don't know.
A garbage truck.
Oh, I don't get that one.
Don't you? Yes, yeah. Four wheels and then flies, like household flies. That's why I wanted to check how you would spell an airplane flies, how you would spell that. And then, I have flies in my house.
I suppose you would need to know the spelling for that one.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to make sure. So what has four wheels and flies? F-L-I-E-S. A garbage truck. It has four wheels, and obviously there's always flies
because of the garbage.
Okay. Now that we cleared that mystery of life, okay, let's get back to...
We have Bev, yes.
Yeah, we'll get back to Bev. Okay, Bev, you there? Okay, so now you're saying you got a new pup?
Yep, he's 3.5 months old.
What kind?
He's a Shih Tzu Bichon.
Okay.
And here's something I'm really upset with since I've been talking to you is, he's due in Tuesday for his booster on the line.
Okay, well, don't get it. You don't have to get it again. It's your decision.
Okay.
It's your decision. Anything is your decision. All right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to go in and say, well, Katie9 says. Don't do that.
No.
What you want to do is go to that website and then read up, and so you understand, and so you can have a conversation with your vet. Okay?
Well, now with the COVID, we can't even go in the room with them.
I know it. Isn't that sad? I know it. I get it. But that's the whole thing. But the decisions that you make, you know, and the instruction you're going to give. So that's the whole thing, is go to those two websites between now and when you have to bring the pupper in. And now one thing I'm cautioning you, and this is just me, okay, this is that I would not, if I had a puppy right now, I would not do a rabies shot when they're young like this with any combination shot. I would do the rabies all by itself because the rabies affects the neurological system. And if you do a combo shot, what I would worry about is that if there's a reaction, I don't know what caused it. And so that's why I would do the rabies all by itself, and I'd wait till the pup was older and at least a month or 2 months away from any other shots. That would be if I had a puppy, that would be my protocol. So that's what I mean. You've got to learn about it. And until you learn more, maybe you just want to put off the shots and until you got a decision that you're okay with, and then make it, you know. So you just got some decisions to make, okay?
Yeah, you know, we lost our other Shih Tzu Bichon and February, and he was 10 and a half, and he got sick really fast, and he had leukemia.
Oh, my. Okay. And chemicals, remember, chemicals can do that. It breaks down our immune system. That's why you got to understand vaccines. You got to understand everything on what you want to do with your dogs, okay? And like I say, all the dogs and cats that I've had, you know, in 40 years out at the farm, once I educated myself, is that I don't do any chemicals in or on my dogs and cats that I will not put in or on myself. And that's it. Is why I try to find natural ways of doing things. And there's a lot of natural ways of doing things. And if a dog ever has a reaction, like they blow up, you know what I mean, you know what I mean? As far as their face swells up and such like that, that's a vaccine reaction. Then you got to really rethink. Now that's the system telling you that okay, that wasn't good. And so the thing is there's so much to learn, and so that's what you got to do is learn on and make decisions that you're comfortable with. Okay.
Kind of about almost like the same thing with people saying, you know, they're not going to take the COVID-19 shot.
Yep. Exactly.
Because you don't know what's in it.
Exactly. So. You know, that's what I mean. You've got to not jump on the bandwagon, stand back, you know, breathe, and then, you know, and do your research, your due diligence, and then just make the best decision that you can. That's the thing, is just don't follow the leader game. You know why you're following the leader. And if you agree with that leader.
So no neck guard, no heartworm.
Well, there's a lot. Like I said, read those articles. Dana did a really good job on heartworm and having people understand. There's three articles about heartworm on that Dogs okay. Naturally. And then, like I say, just read up on vaccines and feed and go read on. And if you got other questions, just either give me a holler here or email me up at Katie's Canines, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate this.
Hey, no problem, kiddo, but you got now you got your start with a young slate here. Okay, maybe you can now use a fraction of what you did with the other ones, and maybe you can get 15, 16 years out of the puppers, okay?
Yeah, I just...
And then I would switch over to Nutrisource. Get off that, you know, what you're feeding, and rotate over into Nutrisource. They're awesome product. And you can get it like at Chuck and Don's. They don't sell to the big stores, just the locally owned, you know, pet stores. So I would rotate into one of them if I would. Like, their beef and rice, their turkey and rice. They got great grain-free Prairie Select. And so that's why, like I said, but you want to rotate. And just do it slowly so your dog doesn't get the runs, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate this, Katie.
You betcha. Thanks for calling. And I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't. No,
okay.
I'm a little bit shocked.
Okay. Well, no, we just got to, you know, we just got to look further beyond, you know, and things will all be that. It took me, my dog, my horse, Cebu, had a vaccine reaction. I never seen one before. And that's what got me into understanding vaccines and then looking further into chemicals and other things that we put into our dogs, cats, and horses. But it took something bad happening for me to wake up my eyes and start learning more, okay? Because I was a drone before. You know, and that's the whole thing. You just got to do, and then you make decisions that you're comfortable with. And if somebody giving you a bad time and you feel like, you know, you're a bad odor, just say, you know what, I'll take that under advisement and then get back to you. And then go research it. Go look. Go read. And then so that you can make an educated, you know, decision on what you truly want to do. Okay?
Okay. All right. I sure appreciate your help.
Okay. You bet. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Bev. There we go. All right. And like I said, don't ever be bullied by, you know, vets are not gods. Doctors are not gods. I'm not a god. No. But anyway, but the whole thing is that, you know, don't be a drone. You know, just don't, learn to look up things, pay attention, you know, roll up your sleeves. And I'm not a big internet person. You know, I'm not going on the internet and researching this and researching that.
You gotta be careful sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I want the book in my hand, you know, so that I can read, because I know if they had enough money to put a book together, there probably are some, you know, they're, what do you want to call it? You would believe them. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, it's really easy to get on the internet and just pretend, you know, and just shoot stuff out. And so that's why those two websites that I gave you, those I know. I mean, those are awesome. If you go to them, you'll see.
And I posted them on your Katie K9 page. On if anyone goes to my talk and searches Katie K9, they're on there as well.
All right. So it's on mytalk1071.com and then Katie's K9 page. And so those two websites that I said, thank you for putting that on. I appreciate
that. Of course.
But see, that's the whole thing, though, is we got to educate ourselves. Mm-hmm. Nothing's just black and white, you know, where it seems at the time that it's just this or that. What is it at? What are you going to do? It's like, well, wait a minute, there's got to be other options. Or like, what if this, you know, it's, and see, that's the thing is when you read like a lot of the stuff, Lee and Tick Boy, the complications is huge. I wouldn't want to be the owner standing there looking at a dog that is seizing out because I gave him that chemicals. I was worried about fleas and ticks. And so that's why I choose to do things natural. But still, you know, it's not, because it doesn't kill anything technically, it repels. You have to do your due diligence and look and such like that. But, you know, all the years of me doing it, I haven't had a problem.
Yeah.
So, you realize how many dogs come through my place, my, you know, Katie's Canine Obedience School? A lot. I've never had a flea problem. Never. I never had to, like, shut down because, you know, there was fleas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so because I understand the flea cycle and I work with that, you know, as far as, like, power washing and stuff like this and diatomaceous earth outside. So that's the whole thing.
Very good.
I'd never use chemicals.
I think about, because when growing up and we had dogs, we put those flea collars on.
Those are so toxic. I'm just thinking
about it and I'm like, the flies would still be on my dog's ears, chewing him up.
Yep.
I don't know.
They weren't meant for flies. But then you're petting the dog over that collar, and you're getting all those chemicals on you, and then you're like wiping your nose or whatever. Now you're getting the chemicals in your, and you're, when you're petting them, you're absorbing those chemicals into you. You know, so the flea tick collars that they came out, those are so toxic.
Ugh.
So anyway, okay, here we go. What has a forest but no trees, cities but no people, and rivers but no water? We'll be back. All right, thanks for staying with me. Every Sunday, 4 to 6, me and Hope, we're doing it. We do it every Sunday.
We are. It. Oh, it's so dark out.
Oh, shh.
Sorry.
I just looked up and I did the same thing. It's like, it's dark. It's totally dark. Oh, well. Okay, what has a forest but no trees, cities but no people, and rivers but no water?
Just tell me.
A map.
Oh, okay.
A map.
That is true.
Has a forest but no trees, cities but no people, and river but no water. A map. There we go. Map.
I like that one.
All right, there you go. All right. Okay, let's head to the phones.
Yes, we have Brenda, and her dog won't stop jumping.
All right. Pogo.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for holding on. I greatly appreciate it. What kind of pup do you have?
I have a six-month-old German Shepherd.
Okay.
And I'm struggling with her jumping. She'll jump on me, or especially if somebody comes up, she just kind of goes wild and wants to rush up to them and jump all over them. And
okay,
I'm just really struggling to get her to stop.
Right. Now, are you talking about like in your house or when you're out on walks or both or what?
Both.
Okay.
And now, then she pees, too. So whenever she greets somebody, she piddles.
Okay, and that's submission urination. That has nothing to do with potty training. What that is they get so excited that they piddle, all right? Or when they get really worried, they piddle. So don't yell at them for that, all right? That's not it. So what you got to do with the submission urination, first of all, you're not going to let people do the big coochie cooey, oh, look at you, what a nice bubber, piddle, piddle, piddle all over the place, all right?
Right.
So you got to do that. So now, are you using any kind of training collar with her?
I have, I don't know what it's called. It's, gentle leader.
Okay.
It's a collar, but it's not a chain. It's a, mesh collar, but it'll tighten when...
Okay, is that the one that goes over the nose and up behind the back of the ears? That gentle leader?
Nope. Nope, it's an actual collar. I don't think it's a gentle leader. I can't remember what it was called. But
so is it more like a harness?
It goes on her and it will tighten up. If she pulls on it, it will tighten up.
Okay, how many pounds is she?
60.
Okay. Personally, all the shepherds that have come across my path by the time, because they are so big and so they got a lot behind them. I put my the shepherds and big dogs that pull a lot into pinch collars. Everybody thinks it's a torture device out of the 1800s, okay? That's those metal prong collars that kind of simulate like Ma's teeth. They're blunt at the end, all right?
Yeah.
Now, if you look on YouTube or other trainers and YouTube fit some very snug and up behind the back of the ears, and that totally drives me over the wall. Because any training collar that your dog has on, when they're paying attention, there should be no collar pressure whatsoever, and the hook of the leash should be resting on the back of the dog or alongside the dog. Okay. And so also there's another collar that you can try first, and I'm sure you probably heard me say this, and that is called the Star, STAR Mark collar. Star Mark collar. You can get it online. You want the large. Okay, you want the large, and it should just slide over her head and slide off. So you can start out with that one, but if she still pulls a lot, because now what you got to remember when you get either one of these collars, you do not pull the dog, you pop it, you snap it, like back towards the tail, okay? Not upwards, that sits the dog. You got to bump it backwards towards the tail. Your hands are relaxed at your side, and the dog tries to go forward, then you flick your wrist backwards, and then you tell them what you need, a heel or walk, okay? And then when the dog is walking nicely, very nice. Stay very calm. Don't say good girl. That gets them all crazy in the head. Always, if you ask, you stop and you ask her to sit, you give her a little tickle in the chest and to say thank you. So then that keeps the dog calm, all right? Now, if she ever wants to jump on you, or let's say you're on a walk and you here is a neighbor or a friend and the dog's like, hi, hi, hi. Okay, what you do is you stop, step on the leash with both feet about 10 inches from the hook. And then bring your hands into your body and just kind of give the side profile to her. A side profile is a calming signal. And by now, by you standing on the leash with both feet so she doesn't dump you on your butt, when she jumps forward, she's going to correct herself. Okay? What we're after is that when she stands, her head is dipped a little bit. Not a lot. We're not here to pin her to the ground, okay? We just want it to be a little bit uncomfortable. So when she stands, the head is dipped a little bit. If she sits, the collar goes looser. And if she lays, the collar goes totally loose, all right? So what you want to do, instead of cranking on her and cranking on her, let her be her own demise. Not demise, but you know what I mean? Like, whoa, this isn't the way it's supposed to go. And so pretty soon what's going to happen is she's going to learn not to jump forward. And you're just going to stay very calm. And then when she finally settles down, very nice. That's it. Thank you. That's it. You just go very calm. Okay. And then now stand on the leash. And if you want somebody to come up, I try to teach people not to come directly at a dog to pet them, to come in sideways. So you got a side profile to a dog, because a side profile is a calming signal. All right. When you come directly at them, and everybody wants to bring their face into the dog's face, like nose to nose. That's so. If you want your face rearranged, that's a good way to get it rearranged. Okay. You should always be standing straight and never into a dog's face in space, because that is, you know, a lot of dogs are like, whoa, defensive, like. You know, it's just like if you and I met for the very first time and I come nose to nose to you, you're like, whoa, whoa, back. Not just because of the times what we're going through right now.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I put you on the defense. Why are you so close to me? Why are you in my face and space? All right. And so that's what you got to look at it from a dog's point of view. And so that's why, like I say, it's always a side profile when you greet a dog and you tap your leg at eye level of the dog and allow them to come in and snuggle into your hand. If you tap the leg towards the side of the dog at eye height, and he doesn't come in, then you walk away, because you ask the dog, do you want to come in for a pet? And the dog's like, nah, right now. And so, but everybody wants to go to a dog just say, I'm cool and I want to, and the dog is like, I don't like you, get away from me.
So that's the people that are greeting the dog. They tap their leg to see if she'll go to them.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
What a dog. I was doing it all wrong.
Oh yeah. No, everybody wants to stick their hand out in like, here, this is who I am. Let me smell you. You know, this is who I am by smelling me. It'd be like there again, we meet for the first time and instead of shaking your hand, I come up and I put my hand, my knuckles towards you, and I plow my hand or my fist right into your nose, you know, like, here, this is who I am, smell me. Okay. And so that's the last thing you want to do. You always want to stand sideways, and at eye level you tap your leg and as tap tap wiggle wiggle, your thumb is on the leg, tap tap with the thumb, wiggle wiggle the finger, tap tap wiggle wiggle the fingers. And then if the dog wants to be petted, he'll come in and like take your hand off your leg, like, hey, pet me. Now just pet him on the side of the face and under the chin, but when you go up between the ears and down the back, that's a dominant move to most dogs, and that can get you bit. So that's why you always want to keep the praise to the side of the face. But now, because she piddles when she gets so excited, that tells me that, you know, she's not a real hard-headed shepherd right now. You know, she's pretty easy. So that's why I would try the Star Mark collar. That would be your first one. You know, and just remember that when you take her for a walk, the hook of the leash should be resting on the back of the dog or alongside where you don't even feel she's there. But if you need to give it a pop, you know, backwards towards her tail to keep her in heel position, so be it. And then when you stop, every time you stop, you ask her for a sit. Now, let's say you're on the walk and she starts goating you and jumping at you. Okay, then quick drop, you know, keep your left hand or right hand on the leash and step on the leash to about 10 inches from the hook with both feet. Now, if she tries to jump on you, she can't. Okay, then all of a sudden she's sitting, then all of a sudden she's laying. Okay, then give her a minute to collect herself and then take your feet off and then continue walking. All right, if you meet somebody on the walk, you step on the leash so she can't jump at them. And then you teach them. Now, when you're on walks, no person that you know, okay, the dog only gets to meet dogs and people you know. They don't get to meet any strangers whatsoever, never, ever, ever. It's not how many people a dog knows or, you know, and how many dogs the dog knows. No, if the dog can be social with a couple people, a couple dogs, they're social. And it's really hard work for dogs to meet and make friends in the dog world and in the human world. Are you friend or foe? And so that's why what you want to do is that make it easier on your dog, that every time he sees another dog or a person, he's not going to have to lock down the hatches and go, okay, here comes the stress. Is this going to work out? Am I going to get bit? You know, who is this, friend or foe? No, you just teach your dog to walk on by. Let's go. Good job. And if somebody says, oh, can I pet your dog or can I meet your dog? Nope, we're in training, and just keep right on going. All right?
Okay.
Because like I
said. Yeah, I've been really fortunate that if I've met people without or with dogs, we usually just kind of cross our paths,
okay,
and, or, you know, cross the street and because I live in a small town.
Oh, okay.
And so I've not had an issue with people wanting to come up and pet her.
Good.
When I was at the vets and I told her no.
Excited. Anytime she goes to jump, like you say, step on about 10 inches. As she gets taller, it might be further away. And then let her drag.
She's pretty tall.
Okay, yeah. Then because what I said, remember when you're standing on the leash, you want her head to be dipped if she's standing straight. Okay, you don't want it to be dip, like her nose is on the ground. Just a little dip at her neck, all right?
Okay,
so why don't you...
Thank you so much.
Well, if you want to hold on, we got one more thing, and then so hold on, and then we're going to come back from, okay? Hold on. Okay, let's see. Take me and scratch my head. What once was red is black instead. What am I? All right, let's go. We got people waiting for a while, so we got to get right back into the program. Okay, take me and scratch my head. What once was red is black instead.
I don't think, I'm like, is it a pimple? Like what? I don't know what direction.
It was red and now it's black. It's a match.
Oh.
Okay, you know, most matches are red on the top. Okay, and then you scratch it and now it turns black.
Scratch it.
It's a match. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, that's okay. I'm doing good.
I think I got one.
Yeah,
maybe.
There you go. Okay, let's go back to where are we at? There we are. Okay,
Brenda.
Okay, Brenda, you there?
Yes, I am. Okay,
so another thing to do is let her drag a nylon leash around the house. So if it looks like she's going to jump, you got something to step on, like and then ask her to sit, and then thank you. Give her a little tickle in the chest. Remember, don't say good girl. That gets her all nutsy in the headsy. We want to keep her calm. So you're just going to go thank you to acknowledge good behavior. And if you slip when you say good girl, just watch the behavior change. She's going to go from being kind of calm to jumpy, mouthy, all right? Okay, then another thing, practice answering the door, where you're going to put her on the leash, and you're going to be facing east and west if your company's coming in north. North and south, so they are to walk past the dog. And now you can, you wanted to idealistically sit on a loose lead and watch people go by. But if she's getting like jumpy, then stand on the leash and just tell everybody, don't look at her, don't touch her, just walk on by. And if you can practice that, like with people in your home, or maybe a neighbor, at least 2-3 times every day, somebody's answering the, somebody's got the dog on a leash, okay, and then somebody's being, knock or ring the doorbell, and to come in and go, hi, how you doing, and just walk on by. There's no greeting of the dog by anybody at the door, all right? That comes later when the dog is calm. So that's what you want to work on. Another thing is I don't know if you've heard in the past, it's called the invisible dog. You sit, put the leash on, just a plain buckle collar. You don't need the whatever. At the door, I would put the training collar on because you got a little bit more control. But this one here, the invisible dog, you put the leash on, a nylon leash. You put the bulk of it on the chair you're going to sit on and sit on the bulk of the leash. Only give her enough leash that if she lays down, the collar stays loose. It doesn't tighten, all right? And so then what you're going to do is ignore her. Don't look at her. Don't touch her. Don't do nothing. Cross your arms in front of you and grab your wrists. And then if she comes up to try to get up in your face, turn your head sideways. Remember, side profile is a calming signal. Lean forward and bump her with your crossed arms and go, just like that. But don't look at her because you want her to get so bored because she can't get anything from you, eye contact or any, no matter how much she pokes, that eventually she lays down and goes, well, isn't this a buttload of fun? But what you just taught her is how to calm herself down by herself without any input. The hardest thing for humans and dogs to do is nothing, is just to be still. And that's what you want to teach her. She's a puppy. She's going to poke. And so what you want to teach her is how to calm down, zen out. So if you got a minute, sit on the leash. You got 5 minutes, sit on the leash. You got a half hour, just sit on the leash. Ignore the dog. Don't look at, don't pet, don't nothing. The exercise is finished when you stand up and take or let the leash go. You know what I mean? Drop the leash or you take the leash off, depending on what you're doing. All right?
Okay.
So that's what you want to do is you want to teach her to zen out. You want to get the right training collar. Start out with the Star Mark collar, the large. All right.
Okay.
And then, And then, start working on having her walk with you on walks. And then if she looks like she's going to jump at anybody, you or anybody, step on that leash. And so that she corrects herself. Remember, don't pin her to the ground. We just want to keep her from jumping up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. If you got any questions, just give me a holler up at Katie's K9 or call back and see how it's going. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you betcha.
I'm excited to start training it.
Yep, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised on how fast they, especially with a shepherd. Everybody asks me what my breed of choice is, and I grew up with a shepherd when I was adopted when I was a year and a half old, and my mom and dad had a shepherd. His name was Dusty, and nobody could come and see me in the yard because the minute Dusty would go between them and me. He wasn't naughty or anything, but if they tried to walk around, you know, to get around Dusty would conveniently just stay between me and them. So me and that dog were inseparable, and we had to put him down because he got old and crippled, and so we had to put him down. And then it was about 3 years later, my mom and dad got me an Irish Setter, and in my infinite wisdom, I grew up with a Dusty. Guess what this one was? An Irish Setter. Rusty.
Oh, really?
So shepherds are my breeds of choice, and I've taken, you know, I can't even tell you how many I've had. And so that's why, like I said, I love them and I understand them. You know, and the thing is that there's good and bad in every breed, whether it's a Chihuahua or whatever, a shepherd. But the whole thing is that if the idle brain is going to, you know, never teach tricks, do brain teasers, because shepherds are so smart that if you're redundant and you're always doing the exact same thing all the time, the dog is like, get a life. You got something else. So like the big book of dog tricks for the best dog ever. And then also the other book is Brain Teasers for Dogs by Soderman, S-O-N-D-E-R-M-A-N-N. And so those are, everybody in the house picks out a trick and a brain teaser. And so that there's other, you know, the whole thing is I like trick books. It has a lot in there. They don't use clickers. Anytime I see a trick with a click and treat, I say, screw the clicker. Just do the treat. Here's the treat. This is what you got to do to get it. Okay.
Right. And so, what was the first book you said?
The Big Book of Tricks.
Yeah.
For the best dog ever. I really like that because it's got a lot of very unique gifts. There's one, it's called 10-Minute Dog Training Games. And that's by Sundance, 10-Minute Dog Training Games. And that's by Sundance. And that's a really cool book, too. So, but yeah, so that's an input. And you're going to have a really calm, steady dog. Because, like I say, the mind, if they're not learning something new in a shepherd, it gets very redundant. And then they make their own fun. And it's usually not what you had in mind.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. And it is dark out there. It was really weird last week driving home in the dark.
Yes.
It really was.
Yeah.
And then now with the hunting season, especially with the wind, they're moving. And then with the hunting season, the deer are moving because all of a sudden they're been, you know, they're where they usually bed down has been disrupted. If there's hunters
now
around,
they know.
So now they're on the move. So
be careful.
Yes.
Driving.
Drives me nuts. So. Okay, where are we at, ma'am?
We have Tammy, and she wants to know when to transition her dog out of puppy food.
All right. Hi, Tammy. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Katie?
Good, good. And what kind of puppy did we get?
I have a 20-week-old apricot toy poodle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I first have to say thank you, and I've been listening to you for years. My toy poodle, 14-year-old toy poodle, passed away in July.
Oh.
Yeah, and thanks to you for talking about the Minnesota Pet Cremation Society. They treated us with such respect and care.
Aren't they awesome? Yep. PetCremationMN.com. PetCremationMN.com.
It was amazing, Katie.
Yes, yep.
It was tough. But so we have this new little baby.
All right.
And I'm wondering about transitioning off of puppy food onto adult food. I want to do my last poodle. I did freeze-dried. She wouldn't eat raw.
Okay.
She's very picky.
Yep.
But I did the freeze-dried raw.
Okay.
And I did have conversations with my vet just because I wanted to know when to transition her from puppy to adult. I'm not happy with her puppy food.
Okay.
It's diamond puppy food.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. And so my vet said keep her on it for just a bit until she gets used to being in her new home and blah, blah, blah. My vet she wasn't too keen on raw. Wasn't too keen. I love my vet.
Yep.
Most
vets are against raw. So. So you just don't tell them that you're feeding raw if they ask. You just say, well, if I tell you, you're not going to like it, so I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, and she, you you know, the brands that I brought up to her, she said, well, those are boutique brands, and they don't have nutritional vets on staff. And so she suggested Eukanuba, Purina, Royal Canine, which are not foods that I would want.
No.
So I'm wondering what you think and what you would suggest.
Okay. Well, thank you for asking. And instead of just doing, ask, and then we can work on a plan together, right?
Yes.
But now, first of all, if you're going to feed any kind of kibble, you know how much I love Nutrisource, all right? Made in Perm, Minnesota. And they got what's called small bites, all right? So the kibbles are very small. But like I said, I really think now my two little dogs is, you know, Ethel, 3 pounds, and Gillian, 10 pounds. Excuse me. That's what happens. But anyway, so, and they mainly are on a raw, freeze-dried, raw and or freeze-dried, and then with the Nutrisource. Sometimes I use some of the canned Nutrisource, and then they're that small bites that they came out with. They got more, you know, more, because dogs need a rotation. They, in my book, they don't need all raw, okay? Just like humans. Okay. As long as we are majority healthy, we can have our Twinkies once in a while, or, you know, outside of the thing. And so, because remember, dogs are brought here to be scavengers, to eat everything and anything, to be the cleanup crew. And then lucky them, we get put them in our house, feed them the exact same thing every day of their life, and we wonder why they got so many gut problems, okay? And between, you know, all between all the chemicals and over vaccinations. So if I was, this was my little pumpkin, just like, well, I do have two little pumpkins. That's what that's what I would do. And I wrote, you can rotate over right now. You can get over, start getting into the freeze-dried or the and or raw, or, you know, like the Nutrisource small bites. All right.
Okay.
So that's what you just want to do. Just do rotation slow. Give her a chance. You know, usually slow, because you just watch the doo-doos. Anytime that you're trying to rotate anything in, if you're going too fast, the doo-doos will get a little loose. Okay, then slow down, okay? And then, you know, just keep the what you're feeding right now. So then once the doo-doos start firming up again, okay, now the body is readjusted. So then now we can maintain, start going on the changeover a little bit more. And that's the whole thing. But once you've rotated into something, if it comes back through again, you don't have to rotate it in again. You just open and feed. It's only the first time the dog has had it, that's when you need to rotate it in, all right? And I mean, if they've had it, they've never had it, they has to be rotated at the beginning. But if your dog has been on a good rotation for like a year, you can give them anything they've never had and all will be fine, because they've got good enzymes in their gut that can break down anything that comes their way.
Right. That's what I did with my last poodle.
Yep.
I gave her all, I switched every time we did food, I switched the protein.
Nice. Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
And see, that's
and
what
so
you want.
How would you suggest transitioning with her puppy food? Do I just give her like a little finger of raw, or do I give her half and half? How would
Well, let's talk about that when you come back, because I'm getting the finger over here. Like, hey, we got to go to break in 1 minute. So why don't you hold on, kid, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that. Okay. Don't hang up. Well, I was going to give you that same one. Okay, I'm aware yesterday follows today, and tomorrow's in the middle. What am I? I am where yesterday follows today, and I am tomorrow is in the is tomorrow's in the middle. There you go. What am I? Stay with us. We're winding it down. Remember, go to my show page on mytalk1071.com and catch all my past shows and the podcasts. And also remember that Hope put on those two links, Dogs Naturally Magazine and healthypets.mercola.com. So just go to my show page and it's there. You can connect to it. So in case you're driving and stuff. But what you need to do is empower yourself, folks. You know, just don't be a drone. Just same thing with us humans. You know, with the internet, there's a lot of bogus stuff out there. I get it. But the thing is that when you find good, smart, you know, where smart websites, you know, got to share them. And that's what these two are. And then also, too, is that when something goes wrong, like 5 years, how long has it been? Oh, it's 10 years ago. Holy buckets. It's been 10 years that I had uterine cancer. You know, when I had got the you know, the news, you know, right away, deer in a headlight.
Yeah.
Okay, what? You know, and then I started reading on it, then that scares the crap out of me.
Right.
And so then I put into motion some of my gurus that are, you know, internet people. I said, you go out there, you know, give me information I need to know because I'm scaring the crap out of myself here.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Yeah, and so anyway, so that's what I was lucky that I had some friends that rolled up their sleeves.
That's really nice.
Yes, and so that's what I mean. You just like anything, that don't just go by what the diet, yes, that's, I know they went to school for, you know, but there's a lot of things have changed through the years. There's a lot of new alternatives, mm-hmm. and you just got to get all your, you know, all your input and then sort it out and you make the decision on what you want to do, but get more input. Just don't be a drone. Okay. Oh, I forgot to. Okay, here it is.
Okay, I don't know if I followed your whole line. Yesterday, today,
okay,
tomorrow.
I'm where yesterday follows today, and tomorrow's in the middle. What am I?
I don't know.
A dictionary. I'm where yesterday follows today. We're correct.
Okay.
Okay, T-O-D compared to Y-E-S, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. And then tomorrow's in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you get it now? It goes today and first in the dictionary, then tomorrow is next in the dictionary, and then yesterday is last in the dictionary.
Yes. Okay. That was too tough.
Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, let's head out. Right here, not head out.
Let's head to Tammy.
We got Tammy. We got to finish up here with Tammy. Okay, Tammy, are you back there?
I am.
All right. So what you want to do, just like anything, when you're going to present something new, you just do, how many pounds is this pupper?
She is five and a half pounds.
5 and a half. Okay. Yeah. So just start out with the little pinches of things so that it acclimates her, you know, to what you're going to do. And then, like I say, watch the doo-doos. And so, like I say, if they start getting, then we gave her too much of something. So scale back a little bit because, and then, like I say, pretty soon you'll build that, you know, get all those, enzymes and such going in her gut. And then she'll be able to handle new things better. And then you're off and running. So just do pinches here and there. Okay. And
you
You can use it as, you know, like a treat or just you're in the kitchen. And, oh, what did I drop? Oh, what's that?
Okay.
So yeah, but that's the whole thing. It's just baby steps. Watch the doo-doos. That's the big talker of the insides, okay?
And would you do raw every other night, or would you do it 3 times a week, or how often would you do raw and then the Nutrisource mixed in?
Okay. Like with my Zelda, she was 90 pounds. Mm-hmm. She got 3 evenings a week of raw. That was her dinner was raw, just it by itself. And then she got, the rest was Nutrisource. And then I did put some freeze dried in there and I put some dehydrated in there. But, and so the whole thing is that, like I said, don't get too crazy too fast because her system is just getting up and going. As she gets older, like to 7 months, 8 months, now you can be more, you know, really expand on the rotation and things will get better. All right.
Sounds great, Katie.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you got a new pupper, and I'm glad you love that pet cremations of a MN because they really, John and them are really nice down there. Great people.
Oh, they were so, so sweet. Yep. And since it's a puppy show, I have one quick other question.
Sure.
Should you give your puppies fish oil and coconut oil?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Probiotics.
Yep. All of them, all of the above, because they can definitely use it, you know, type thing. I try to tell all my puppy people to get them for sure on a probiotic and digestive enzyme till they're at least 6-7 months every day, and then you can back off, you know, from there. But then now, right now, with the furnaces coming on, that they really need to bump up that omega-3s and 6s, and it's also good for the brain. Training goes a lot good because you got to be a lot good. Boy, that's good English. But the fish oil or extra virgin coconut oil has that good fat in it for the brain cells. And believe it or not, I had one gal that was raising mastiffs, and she came to a nutrition class, and she says, I've got 2 litters that are coming. She says, I'm going to either prove you right or wrong. One litter I'm not going to give the fish oil to, and the other litter I'm going to give the fish oil to. I said, great, keep me posted. Oh, it must have been 3-4 months later. She calls up. She says, I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it. She said there definitely was a difference with the pups getting the fish oil once they started eating, you know, on their own. There was a big difference in how they learned, you know, their cognitive, you know, thinking and such like that. So that's what it really helps because it puts that good fat to the brain, okay?
So how much would you give a 5-pound little puppy?
Well, it just depends what you could give, like up to, you know, you could do like 250 milligrams up to 500 milligrams.
Okay,
but you got to start slow with that. And then like with extra virgin coconut oil, you want to build to maybe not quite a half a teaspoon. And start out with maybe just a flake on it. I mean, just a little drop of it. Of extra, but don't do this. I never do the two oils together. Okay. I'll do like fish oil in the morning, and then in the evening I'll do the little extra virgin coconut oil during the winter months. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's
I rub the coconut oil on her little chewy toys that she plays with.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good one. Well, there you go. Now she's getting that because that's good. That's good. That's good. But just make sure now she doesn't start ripping them apart because she's loving the coconut oil. Okay.
Okay.
So pay attention to that you're not feeding her the toy by way of that oil.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thank you, Katie.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's, and like I say, the big thing is like with puppies too. Now, potty training. Now, the big thing, now with the weather changes, a lot of these pups have not seen, we had that 1 week, where it was snowy and cold.
Exactly.
And I could tell you probably that there was a lot of setbacks with the potty training. And so that now it's coming back again this week now. And so we got to be patient. Take the dog out, like in the morning, instead of just taking him out once to go potty, maybe take him out two or three times, no longer than 2 minutes, 2 minutes in Minnesota, because you want them to hurry up, get their butt out there and get it done. Okay. Now you may get a little peanut like my Ethel. She races out, she pees, and then in the morning she'll poop. But then I bet you it's 32 seconds since she's back at the steps. She's all done. Yeah. So don't keep them out there for 2 minutes. When they come back to you,
when
they're ready to go back in.
Okay.
They may not be done, because it's just like, I took the tank of my top of my tank off, but I still have more, but I just can't do it right now because it's too cold. So you bring them in, wait a minute or two, keep them with you, then take them back out and try. You got to get to know your own dogs. Just don't figure that they got it all out, okay? That's the big thing. And so, teach them what potty is called and where to put it. No more than 2 minutes. Put them in a specific potty area. That's where potty goes, not all over the yard. And see with your own eyes that they went, all right?
Yeah.
Just don't assume they've been out there for a half hour. And that they've been, is either too cold or they watch the kids run around. So you want to know for your own eyes that they did it and they know what it's called and where to put it. And then what we talked about earlier, sit on the leash, ignore the pup. Because the biggest thing, people want to over-exercise the puppies. They want to take them for long, long walks. They get tired.
Yeah.
But it's really hard on their joints. And so usually the rule of thumb to break down a book is called Puppy Fitness by Puppy Culture. And to break it down, 2 months, 2 blocks, 3 months, 3 blocks, 4 months, 4 blocks, 5 months, 5 blocks, six
months,
6 blocks.
Oh, that's nice. Break it down like that.
Right.
Okay.
And it's easier for people to remember that there's a little wiggle room there, but not much. Yeah. And so then it's just do that. And that's round trip. 3 blocks out and 3 blocks in. That's 6 blocks. So you do more walks more often, but the long ones that's really hard on their joints, and their joints might not seal correct if you over-exercise them. If they're running in the backyard, that's no problem. Okay, but it's only a steady walk. Okay, folks, thanks for all listening. I greatly appreciate it. And give me a holler up at Katie's Canine. Go to mytalk1071.com. Check out the Facebook. Check out the website. Don't hide your dogs. Train them. See you next week.
Happy trails.